doing well. And, you know, Brett Olson, you know, former captain with Florida, he's played an exhibition game. Phoenix Copley picked up a win the other night playing for St. Louis. Juju Arcara is up there. So it's good to see, you know, Chris Connor still hanging in Philly. These former players getting the opportunity. Now, whether they stick or not is one thing, but it's good. They're right on the cusp of making it, playing in the best league in the world against the best players in the world.
The Nacho League, I shouldn't say that. They should actually call it what it is, the NCHC.
Yeah.
It has just decided that they're going to try the 3-on-3, which means they will do the NCAA 5-minute overtime.
Correct.
And then if it's tied there, they won't go directly to a shootout as they had done last year. They will do a 3-on-3 overtime, which they're very excited about, and I think that's a great thing.
Well,
in place of the shootout, at least.
Well, yeah, I think the shootout became more of a, you know, two individual, and the what was going on there. And the NHL's changed, too. So I think we have to look at that. Our league has done – the only thing we're doing in our league is straight 5-minute overtime in the WCHA, and if the game's tied after that, it's a tie. So we talked about it a little bit, but I think we wanted to see how it worked in the NHL, what they thought about it. Obviously, the NCHC's gone with it right away. So we'll see. But I watched it a little bit on the NHL, the exhibition games. They've done it a little bit. Like even the Detroit game, even though they won the game, they played a little 3-on-3 after, and it was interesting to watch. So, it's exciting. It's really exciting. Some of the hockey I watched this weekend in the North American Hockey League, they went to some 3-on-3, and it's a fan. You're just sitting there as a fan. I think it's very exciting. So we'll see what happens down the road. I think our league has to take a real good, hard look at it, especially once we get, listen to the people who are doing it this year and playing and see how they like it. But I think it's important that we keep our game as closely related to the NHL game as we can. Mm. So when our players, move here to the next level, that, they've played in that 3-on-3. They're used to it, because I know the American Hockey League, which is the farm league of the NHL, they play 3-on-3, and they did this past year. So I think our coaches were just a little hesitant this year, but I think it's something that hopefully we can look at real closely in the future to see if we can do it.
Have you seen any stats on it? I mean,
scoring?
Yeah, I have. What are the odds of a goal compared to 5-on-5?
Yeah, I want to say it's like 70-some percent. Someone can correct me on this. Someone told me 75% yesterday, but I don't think that the games would end.
Sure.
In playing 3-on-3 versus a regular 4-on-4 or 5-on-5 overtime, 75% would end, so before you go to the shootout. So it'll be interesting to see those stats. It'll be interesting because coaches, they're all, some coaches won't be as wide open as other coaches. It'll be interesting to see how this goes.
Well, because you got to change the way you coach a little bit, too. You got to spend more time, because the odds of it happening, more time on 3-on-3 situations in practice.
Well, exactly. And then, obviously, you have the long change, too. So you have in 3-on-3, they switch ends. So you have a long change, especially for your defenseman. So it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Anything that can add excitement to our game. We're in the entertainment business, so anything we can do to entertain our fans and, keep them involved and keep them happy and enjoy the atmosphere and the event, that's great.
We have the inter-squad game coming up, Coach, this weekend, 6 o'clock, and this is always a lot of fun when we're able to get these in. And I want to ask you, how do you go about picking the teams this week on that?
Well, we try and base them out. Part of it will be on power play. I think that's one of the first things you look at, like, okay, we're going to have some power play situations. Which guys do we want on the power play? And then you can try to form your teams from there. So that we get some reps, and we'll probably have the referees make sure they call a couple penalties each way so we can work on our power play. But that's how we'll do it. And then we'll try and balance the teams out as evenly as we can to try and make it a good, hard-fought, fair game. But it's going to be a great event, obviously. 6 o'clock Saturday, a little earlier. So come on out. And obviously the price is cheap. Any donation goes towards minor hockey. And I think it's a great thing. So, and obviously, bring your cameras. Bring anything you want signed after. We'll spend a good amount of time after the game, mingling with the fans. You can come on the ice, meet all of our new players, get some pictures, meet the freshmen. We'll have a poster that you can receive that you can get signed. So I think it's going to be a great event. And there's not much going on here Saturday as far as that.
Yeah, football team is off.
So, yeah. There's a few things going on earlier, but come on out and meet your 15-16 Huskies.
So this game, Coach, how much of a tryout is this for some of the players who are trying to get into that first weekend against Laurentian?
Well, it's a little bit. I mean, we'll see where they are. you know, like I said, we've got some competition. We've got 8 defensemen, 6 can dress. You know, you got 17 forwards, 12 can dress. So, you know, our goaltenders, I want to see, you know, Devin and Matt Winches, you know, can they push Jamie? And we want those guys to push Jamie. And that's the message to them is, you know, push Jamie. Last year was last year. It's a whole new year. So, and Jamie's got to prove that, you know, he can do it again. But I want these two players to push him. So it'll be a little bit of a tryout, but obviously we have the games the next weekend, too, where we can try and play everyone and get a good feel for where we're at.
We talked to Tyler Schlass briefly at the football game the other night, and he was talking about how the guys came in just tremendous shape.
Oh, they were.
Making his job a lot easier.
Well, he's made it a lot easier on us, too. He's done a fantastic job, and you know, we're very lucky to have a guy like Tyler here, and he's a rising superstar in his profession. And I've been around a lot of strength and conditioning people, and especially hockey people. He played the game. He understands what the game involves and how to get stronger. And for me, it's like quicker and faster, too. So he's done a great job. But, yeah, our team had our best year ever as far as strength and conditioning, as far as our shuttle runs and all the testing that we do. So doesn't necessarily mean you're in hockey shape, but right. You've got the good base, and now we have to make sure we get back on the ice and condition them well, and we're ready to go when that puck drops.
Well, again, we talked about this, I think, over the summer, but this is such a different situation to start the season than what we were dealing with last year with that first game down at Lake State.
Well, no question. Last year we had to play our first league game, the first official day that you could practice with your team, which is very odd. I think there'll be a couple teams that do it this year because of scheduling. But and this year now we have 2 weeks before we really get into our league schedule after the first official day. So we have some time. We have a little bit more time to prepare. I know having so many returning guys, though, they want to get at it. They'd rather probably play this weekend, open up this weekend. But it is what it is. I mean, we'll make sure that we have everything in place so when we actually play Ferris State in the opening WCHA games, we're ready to go.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk a little bit about the polls and what Coach thought about the preseason polls. And we've got a lot more coming up because we've got a lot of questions coming in. It's DJ@themix93.com. Head Coach Mel Pearson is with us on the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Pizza is back at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. The Library's original pizza sauce and some of your old favorites, such as the pig pie, Tuscan Italian, Greek pizza, and the garlic shrimp pizzas are back. If you like Coney Island hot dogs, try the new Coney Dog Pizza. More additions include the classic margarita, Southern Comfort Pizza with grilled shrimp, Andouille sausage and gorgonzola cheese, the one-of-a-kind eggplant, pesto and goat cheese pizza, and the artichoke Brazil pizza, and many more. You asked, we listened. Pizza is back at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen at Wealth Advisor assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency. Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why my team and I focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call us at the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency in Houghton at 482-1210 and put the life back in life insurance.
You know who you are, brighter than the brightest star. Baby, you're the greatest I've ever kissed. There's nobody, nobody like you. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you move. Ask me again and I'll say it to you. So happy I've got you. You're unlike any other.
There's nobody like you, and there's nothing more refreshing than enjoying a Coca-Cola with your name or the names of your friends and family on it. Share Coke is back this summer with hundreds of new names and new ways to share. So head to your local supermarket and grab an ice cold Coke for yourself, John, your dad, and maybe even one for John's dad. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Mel Pearson Show continues here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies in the media poll pick second. Minnesota State first. Bowling Green third. Bemidji State fourth. Alaska fifth. Ferris State sixth. Northern Michigan.